USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump promoting his appearance on ABC. The president tweeting, I enjoyed my interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. So funny to watch the fake news media try to dissect and distort every word in as negative a way as possible. The entire interview airs Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, the president tweets.
What's your pitch to the swing voter on the fence?
Safety, security, great economy. Frankly, I think we're going to do tremendously now with African Americans, with Asians, with Hispanics, because they have the lowest unemployment numbers they've ever had in the history of the country.
That soundbite, courtesy of ABC News. Now, in other news, President Trump gearing up for his scheduled Tuesday night appearance in Orlando, Florida. He'll be at the Amway Center, 8 o'clock Eastern, announcing he's running for re-election. The facility holds up to 20,000 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
A chaotic situation at Target, where registers across the country go down Saturday and shoppers in long lines forced to leave the store without their stuff. Online shopping on the website not impacted. Target operating more than 1,800 stores in the United States. USA Radio's Wendy King on the story.
The cash registers stopped working correctly. Target says there was an internal technical glitch that stopped shoppers cold for about 2 hours across the country. WBBM reporter Jim Goodis.
Carol Moore was shopping at the Target. She said it was clear something wasn't quite right as soon as she walked in and saw long lines at the registers.
They said their global system was down, so it was affecting all the Targets in the area, I guess.
But by the time she was done shopping about 90 minutes later, the registers were working properly and the long lines were gone. Moore and other customers said Target employees made sure customers knew what was happening and kept them posted until the situation was resolved.
This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Americans following through with a promise to help rebuild an iconic cathedral in France. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Billionaire French donors who publicly proclaim they would give hundreds of millions of euros to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral have not yet paid a penny towards the restoration of that French landmark. Instead, they say it's mainly American and French individuals via the Notre Dame Charitable Foundation that are behind the first donations, paying the bills and salaries for up to 150 workers employed by the cathedral since the April 15th fire that devastated its roof and caused its masterpiece spire to collapse. This month, they're handing over the first private payment for the cathedral's reconstruction of 3.6 million euros, or $4 million, while one spokesman for the foundation says the big donors haven't paid a cent, adding, not a cent.
And this Father's Day, a report of more stay-at-home dads. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Fatherhood in America is changing as the share of fathers who are stay-at-home dads is now at 17%. That is up from 10% back in 1989. Men ages 20 to 35, called millennials, was found by the Pew Research Center to be at 6%. By comparison, 3% of Gen X dads were stay-at-home with their children. The CDC reports that 74.7 million men ages 15 and over are fathers in America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.